Welcome back to WCRB in Concert. The Chameleon Arts Ensemble's 2021 season continues this week with an online performance called Rewind 2, Remembering Beauty. Colorful music by Debussy, Carter, and Brahms, available now through March 20th. Learn more about it at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Now here once again is WCRB's Kathy Fuller at First Church in Boston's Back Bay.
The award-winning Chameleon Arts Ensemble offers concerts here that are built with intelligence and imagination by their director and flutist, Deborah Bolden. This one ends with one of Schubert's most divine creations, written just weeks before he died at the age of 31. There's an old saying about Schubert: when he writes in a minor key, it's sad. When he writes in a major key, it's really sad. It's funny, but it has a truth about it. Schubert added an extra cello to the standard string quartet setup for this, paving the way for darker episodes and shadowed melodies that are almost painfully poignant. Pianist Artur Rubinstein is said to have requested the slow movement of this piece for his funeral. And like so much of Schubert, the shifting atmospheres unfold with a kind of sadness that radiates just below the surface. Here are five members of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble: Ayano Ninomiya and Yune Ko, violins, Scott Woolweaver, viola, Raphael Popper-Kaiser, and Joshua Gordon, cellos. Schubert's Cello Quintet on WCRB in concert with the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Schubert. That's the string quintet in C with members of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston, Ayano Ninomiya and Yune Ko, the violinists, Scott Woolweaver, viola, Raphael Popper-Kaiser and Joshua Gordon, cellos. One of the most loved pieces of chamber music that there is.
That's WCRB's Kathy Fuller. Remember that you can hear the latest concert by the Chameleon Arts Ensemble online. It's a concert that includes an iconic work by Debussy, The Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, in a version for flute and piano, a colorful piece by Elliot Carter for soprano and ensemble called Tempo e Tempi, and Brahms's exquisite second string quintet. For more information and to get access to the concert, start at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. I'm Alan McClellan. Now for your host and producer, Kathy Fuller, audio producer Antonio Oliart-Ross, and executive producer Brian McCreath, thanks for joining us for WCRB in Concert from WCRB, a part of GBH Boston.